أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فيهما من كل فاكهة زوجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان متكئين على فرش بطائنها من استبرق وجنى الجنتين دان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed two ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about in these ayats. One was the abounding branches of Jannah, and the other was the springs of Jannah or the fountains of Jannah that flow. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانٍ, that in these two jannats, there are all types of fruits, zawjan, of two kinds. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fruit of Jannat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are all types of fruit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that they are in pairs, they are two of a kind. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the fruit of Jannah, in different ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave different descriptions. One very, very interesting discussion that took place in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was discussing some of the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat, then some Bedouin asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the fabric and the material in Jannat, that the people of Jannat will be wearing a very special kind of silk, brocade, etc. So this person asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way in which he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu laugh. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded them, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them that do not laugh at this person, because what he has asked about is such an important matter that even from the fabric of Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the fruit of Jannat. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the ni'mah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in store for the people in Jannat. Then we find another Bedouin, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wanted a description about the trees of Jannat. The hadith is very lengthy, I'll just give you the synopsis of it. That he wanted a description that do we see those kind of trees over here, and that is in Al-Hijaz. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that that type of trees you will see there in Sham. And then he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the trunk of the tree. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that before you come to the trunk of the tree, the branches of the tree are so far away scattered that a crow will travel for 100 years without resting, and that crow will not come onto the other side. Now the crow that has been used in this hadith and this type of hadith, because in itself it is a very, very old bird, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam uses it as an example, because it also its age is a very long age. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about the trunk of the tree of Jannat, that you will have a camel, and that camel will start walking, and the camel will become old, and the camel will not walk from one part of the trunk of the tree to the other. Then he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the fruit, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the description, or rather the size of a grape, and we know that the grape is a smaller type of a fruit. Then we can now base the analogy on the bigger fruit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this Bedouin that did your father ever slaughter a ram? So he said, yes, I saw my father slaughter a ram. Then he said, did you see your father give your mother the leather of that ram to tan? So he said, yes, I saw that also. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that will be the size of a grape in Jannat. In other words, the leather of the ram, the skin of the ram. So this person said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then one of it will be enough for my entire family. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not only for your family, but your entire clan. So such are the fruits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for the people of Jannat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min kulli faakiha, Most of the commentators have said that we also have not tasted all the fruit of this world. As we sit here in South Africa, we have not tasted all the fruit of this world. Can we imagine then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about? Min kulli faqihatin, every kind of fruit. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Zawjan, they will be in pairs. Now in pairs, some of the commentators have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is making reference to the fact that one is, like if you take it, we'll understand it more in the context of kajur of dates. The dates that we eat generally are regarded as dry dates, and then one is the rutab. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has spoken about the two types of fruits in certain narrations, that one will be the dry form and one will be the fresh form. When a person plucks the fresh form of fruit, when he takes it off the tree, then immediately another one comes into its place. In other words, there is no process of growing. And then in other ayats of the Quran, like in the next surah, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the fact that a person will have absolutely no fear when he eats the fruit, because it will never ever diminish. In this world, the fruits are all according to season, and they are accustomed to season. They will grow usually within their seasons, and when the season comes to an end, that fruit also comes to an end. Then there are the other factors like rain, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this fruit in Jannat in such a manner that there is absolutely no fear that a person has that it will diminish. One will not have the fear that it will run short. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after giving us this very brief glimpse of the fruit of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the leisure of the people of Jannah. Muttaki'ina ala furushim bata'inuha min istabraq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Jannah, they will be reclining on their couches. Bata'inuha min istabraq. That the bata'in, the lining of it, will be of brocade. Now, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and as a matter of fact, many of the Sahaba and the Tabi'in are quite unanimous on this, that look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not explaining the outer of this couch, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining the inner portion of this couch, the lining. And if the lining got brocade, then what will be the outer part of it? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ, was the answer that some of the Sahaba gave when they were asked about how these couches will be. Now lying on these couches, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the fruit. Hazrat Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi used to say that these branches will be so unique that when a person is standing, the fruit will be just there for him to pluck. When he sits down, the fruit will come down, and the person will be there, the fruit will be there available for the person to pluck. When he reclines on these couches, the fruit will come down even more so that that person may be able to pluck, and he will be able to eat in this reclining position. Now the eating in the reclining position, that will be a ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala will grant us in the akhirat. Otherwise in this world, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I do not eat reclining, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam stopped us from reclining and eating, in other words, putting our back on anything and eating. That will be one unique speciality for the people of Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَنَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ, and then the fruits of these gardens shall be again bending down towards them, that in whichever position they are in, those fruit will be available for them. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, then which of the bounties, which of the favors of your Rabb, O insan, O jinnat, would you deny when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept so many of these favors? All the commentators are unanimous that throughout the Quran Kareem, throughout the Hadith, whatever description Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given of Jannat is just a glimpse of Jannat. The real Jannat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared, that no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, the thought of which will never cross the mind of a person. We cannot even fathom it. We cannot even think about it. So these are just some of the examples that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through His fadl and His grace, give us those qualities by which we enter Jannah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to enter Jannah without any hisab and kitab. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.